Welcome back to Grow Your Mindset, the AI Life Coach, where we help you turn small shifts into powerful, lasting change. Before we dive in, let's check in on last week's challenge. We asked you to choose one bad habit and identify the cue, routine, and reward, then replace it with a healthier routine and make the old habit harder to do. How did it go? Did you spot your triggers? Did you find a new routine that satisfies the same need? Did you make the old habit a little more inconvenient? If it didn't go perfectly, good. That means you're learning. Growth doesn't come from avoiding mistakes. It comes from understanding them and adjusting. Now that you're starting to rewire habits from the inside out, let's talk about the outside in, your environment. Because here's a secret most people overlook. Your environment has more influence on your behavior than your willpower ever will. Episode 4, How to Make Your Environment Work for You. So good habits become effortless. / Why environment matters more than motivation. You've probably been told that lasting change is all about motivation, but motivation fades, design lasts. Think about this. If your kitchen is filled with junk food, it takes effort to make a healthy choice. If your sneakers are buried in the closet, you're less likely to work out. If your phone is always within reach, distractions win. But what if your environment made the healthy choice the easy choice? What if your surroundings nudged you toward the habits you want automatically? Let's explore how. / Part 1. Design for ease. Make good habits. The path of least resistance. You're more likely to do what's easy and less likely to do what's hard. So your goal is to make good habits easier to start and make bad habits harder to access. Here's how. 1. Create visual cues. Want to drink more water? Keep a full bottle on your desk. Want to journal? Leave your notebook on your pillow. Want to read at night? Place a book on top of your remote. Out of sight equals out of mind. Insight equals in action. 2. Use habit pairing with your environment. Anchor a new habit to something you already do. Example, after I make coffee, I'll do 2 minutes of deep breathing. Make the space serve that routine. Put your yoga mat near your coffee machine. 3. Remove friction from good habits. Lay out workout clothes the night before. Pre-cut healthy snacks and keep them at eye level. Prep your sleep environment. Dim lights, set a wind-down playlist. If you want to do it, make it ready. / Part 2, add friction to bad habits. If something's too easy to do, you'll do it by default. So let's make the wrong things harder. 1. Change the default setting. Move your phone charger to another room. Unfollow accounts that trigger stress or comparison. Log out of distracting apps or delete them altogether during the week. 2. Make unhealthy habits. Inconvenient? Store treats out of reach or in opaque containers. Put your TV remote in a drawer with a sticky note. What's your intention? It's not about removing choice, it's about making your values easier to live by. / Part 3. Create accountability without shame. Here's the other half of the puzzle, accountability. We don't rise to the level of our goals. We fall to the level of our systems. And one of the best systems is being seen. 1. Share your habit with someone you trust. Tell a friend what you're working on and why. Better yet, ask them to check in once a week. You don't need pressure, just presence. 2. Track visible progress. Use a calendar, habit tracker, or simple sticky notes. Every X you mark reinforces your identity. I'm someone who follows through. 3. Use digital tools mindfully. Join an online group or a forum related to your goal. Post weekly reflections or intentions. Remember, accountability is not punishment. It's a reminder that you matter, that your choices matter, that someone sees you trying and wants you to win. / Before we move into today's challenge, let's hear from one of our listener stories, someone just like you navigating change. Meet Alex, a 38-year-old parent and office worker who wanted to start exercising in the morning but just couldn't make it happen. Let's listen in. Every Sunday night, I'd say, "This is the week I start working out again." But by Wednesday, I was skipping workouts, hitting snooze, and feeling like a failure. I thought I lacked discipline, but then I heard the episode about making your environment work for you, and something clicked. So I made just two changes. First, I moved my workout clothes and shoes next to my bed so I saw them as soon as I woke up. Second, I made a no phone until after my workout rule and left my phone in the kitchen overnight. On Monday, I didn't even think about it. I just got dressed and moved. No arguing with myself, no scrolling. By the end of the week, I had worked out three times. I didn't rely on motivation. My space just made it easier. Now I know I don't have to change everything, just change the things around me so they support who I want to become. Outro and challenge. This week, your challenge is simple but powerful. Pick one habit you want to support. Make a change in your environment that makes it easier. What can you put in sight? What can you move, hide, or remove entirely? Tell someone. Find a friend, coworker, or group, and share what you're doing. Ask for encouragement, not perfection. Next episode, we'll check in and explore how to overcome all-or-nothing thinking, the mental trap that keeps people stuck. Until then, keep growing. Your surroundings shape your future. So shape your surroundings with intention.